This is 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. For most of us, it's the place to turn when we need help.
911, police, fire, ambulance.
Police.
What tends to be the problem?
But this particular call is an example of when not to call 911.
And she took my money and gave me the change back, and then she came back to the counter and said that maybe after having the chicken nuggets, would I like anything else?
This call about McDonald's running out of chicken McNuggets was made in Fort Pierce a few years ago and got national attention. So when do you make that call? We visited the 911 center in Indian River County to find out.
911, where's your emergency? And what room is it, ma'am? Is the patient awake and talking?
When the nature of the call becomes clear, the call taker grabs a device similar to a clipboard with flip cards attached. They detail the questions she should ask.
It's short and brief, but there are certain questions that we have to ask based on the information that the caller's providing us. In this particular case, it was a fall, so we'd go to the fall call, and those are just the questions that we would ask.
Sandy Fox is Indian River County's 911 administrator.
Part of our protocol is that it's to be read verbatim, unless, of course, you're talking to a child or an elderly person, and you can change the verbiage. For instance, you may have to say throw up as opposed to vomit to a small child, but otherwise you're following them exact as they are on the cards. Then there's no question that you've said it incorrectly.
So we've established it's not a good idea to call 911 when McDonald's runs out of chicken nuggets. I told Fox about an incident where I came upon a small fire in a playground in an apartment complex near my neighborhood. It was easily stomped out. But was it really out? I wasn't sure. And I wondered about the children who might come later to play.
Well, with fire, that's one of those things you never know because it's always something that can rekindle. Especially, you don't know how far down it actually goes on the surface. It may look like it's out, but you don't really know what's really down under it. So we would much rather have somebody go out and investigate it and make sure that it is completely out.
So it's better to be safe than sorry. And Fox says that goes for most incidents, like that car accident you may pass.
You may get 10 or 15 calls for an accident. And every one of those 911 calls still has to be answered, but each one of them may be able to relay some different piece of information. So I would encourage people to call, even if they think, oh, there's probably, probably the 10 people that already passed this called.
So when you do call, what information should you be able to provide?
The most important piece of information is your location. If we don't know where you are, we cannot get assistance to you. So if you don't know the area that you're calling from, look at street signs, maybe house numbers, maybe special locations like I'm in front of Walmart, and then be specific about what Walmart you would be in front of.
The bottom line, says Fox, is that they count on you.
The public is our eyes and ears. You are going to know whether something is unusual in your neighborhood or if you see something that's very suspicious. By all means, call. We would much rather investigate something and make sure that it's nothing as opposed to saying, oh, I wonder if I should call, and then not call, and then it be something that could have been important.
At some point in the future, Fox predicts Indian River County 911 officials will take text messages as well as calls. They can now also narrow down the possible area from which a person may be calling from a cell phone, but not the exact spot. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.